Listener Production.
Morning, I'm Sean Maynard with your Adelaide News Briefing. Investigations are underway into a truck fire on the freeway. The rig exploded multiple times after becoming engulfed by flames at Callington around 7.45 last night. The driver managed to get out, but a CFS volunteer had to be taken to hospital after getting hurt fighting the blaze. The Education Union appears to have been sidelined by a plan announced by Labor to get tougher on poor teachers here in SA. Opposition leader Peter Malinauskas pledging to give principals more powers, which Education Minister John Gardner is welcoming. He wants more information, though.
The detail in Pete's plan doesn't quite add up. They say on the headline that they're going to give principals more power, but when you look at the detail, it doesn't actually leave the power with principals. But I don't want to be too nitpicky.
Encouraging new COVID research has confirmed young kids at school and daycare are not driving up transmission rates of the virus. Data crunched by the Murdoch Children's Research Institute has found COVID still mostly spreads from adult to adult, less frequently from adult to child, and very rarely from child to child. Businesses can look forward to a huge surge in spending in the lead up to Christmas. The Retailers Association's Paul Zara says Aussies are expected to fork out around $58 billion.
This is virtually unchanged on last year, but up 11.3% on pre-pandemic conditions. There's a lot of Christmas cheer in these numbers, and that's great news for small businesses.
And expect the local newsagents to be busy today, with $60 million up for grabs in tonight's Powerball. Steve Smith feels he's primed for the T20 World Cup again after top scoring for Australia in a warm-up match. David Warner fell for just one before Smith rescued the Aussie innings with 57, dragging them to a competitive total of 152. India chased down that target with 13 balls to spare. The superstar batsman says he can't fault his preparation.
Yeah, good. I feel like I've been hitting the ball really well. Haven't obviously played too many games with the IPL, but obviously spent a lot of time in the nets working on things and getting used to the conditions, which has been nice.
AFL clubs are asking draftees about their vaccination status ahead of the national draft next month. It's to make sure they're ready to step in and begin pre-season training right away. Listener.